Our next guest on the show wrapped up a tremendous career playing football for the University of Maine, had himself a great pro day, and now hopes to get a call that will extend his career to the pro ranks this weekend. Pat Ricard joining us on the phone. Pat, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on with us. And let's talk about that pro day, too, because, man, oh, man, did you turn some heads? What did you do to get yourself ready to show off for those pro scouts?
So after this season, I signed with an agency, and I flew out to Indianapolis to be with them and to train at St. Vincent Sports Performance. I was there for 8 weeks, just working out and running pretty much 7 days a week. My number is so much better from being there. And then a couple of weeks before my pro day, went back to University of Maine and just continued doing those workouts and then performed well on pro day.
Well, yeah, you sure did. I mean, some of your numbers, your splits in the 40. Now, Bob Lucy's done this research. He says your splits in the 40 were better than just about anybody, if not everybody, at the combine this year.
Yeah, those numbers were crazy. And me telling my agent and other coaches that were looking at me is just—it is a crazy number to say, but I'm happy I got those numbers for sure.
So, what's it been like since then? How many teams and who's had you in for some individual workouts?
Right. So, before my pro day, I was going to have a private workout with the Dolphins, but it was just so close to pro day. It was like 2 or 3 days before, so my agent and I decided not to do it. So we weren't able to reschedule that workout, but after pro day, I had a private workout with the Redskins and then the 49ers. And then a couple of days after that, I went to the Patriots for their local day, had a workout with them, and met with some of their coaches. And then I've had official visits. There weren't workouts, but I was able to fly to Atlanta, visit with the Falcons. And then a couple of days later, I flew out to the Colts and then the Bills. And just met with their coaches, saw their facilities, and they got to know me more. I got to know them, and it was a crazy experience.
Pat, this is your old hockey lit professor. One of the things that I said to Rich when he told me you were coming on, I wanted to ask you about is, because I've had you in class, I know that you're a very smart young man. How much does that help you when you have to visit so many different places and talk to so many coaches about so many different things, and knowing the difficulty of learning the playbook in the NFL, do you feel like you're prepared for that too?
Yeah, absolutely. In high school, I played linebacker, so I had to be smart enough to play. And then I came to Maine, played D-line. It was an easier transition, and those coaches definitely, they're smart guys, and they were able to teach me a lot. So the transition will be easy. And you see in past players at Maine, like Trevor and, Kendall, and just a bunch of guys that I play with who were able to learn a playbook well, and I don't think that's going to be an issue with me.
We're talking with Pat Ricard here on Downtown, the former Maine Black Bear player, hoping to continue his career in the National Football League. With the draft coming up, the phone probably doesn't leave your side much for the next 3 days, does it?
No, absolutely not. This past week, is my phone has been blowing up every day, just with coaches calling me, just making sure they have my number, and just seeing how I'm doing. And yeah, these next 3 days, I'm definitely got my phone charged right next to me the whole time.
Now, you talked about some of the guys, but there have been so many Maine players that have gone on to get their opportunities in the National Football League. What is it about the Maine experience? What was it for the Maine experience for you that's making this next step in your career possible?
I think it starts with the coaches, and mostly Coach Cosgrove. Just the way he is able to find guys that have that chip on their shoulder and that blue-collar mentality. And when they get to Maine, they're able to really develop and turn boys into men. And I think that's what happens when a lot of Maine guys, they don't get drafted, or if they do, when they get into a camp, they usually stay in the team or the practice squad just because of the work ethic that Coach Cos and the other coaches have given us. I think that's the main reason why there's so much success in the NFL.
Did you have a chance to talk to any of the guys, like maybe Perillo or Trevor, about the experience so that you felt even more prepared?
Yeah, so mostly, those guys are a little older than me, so I'm not really super close to them, but definitely Trevor. I've been texting them, every so often just about any questions I have, and probably the biggest influence is honestly Mike DeVito. I've met with him a couple times, just talked a couple hours about stuff, and I have his number, he has my number, and we chat here and there, and just him, you know, being a 9-year vet and playing in my school, just it's a really comfortable feeling just knowing that someone has done it. So those two guys are probably the biggest influences right now.
Well, I think I've told you this, Pat. A couple of years ago, we were on the road at a game, and there was a Patriots scout there, and he pulled Coach Koz aside at one point and said, "How did you get this kid who should be playing in the SEC on your team, Coach?"
That's funny. Yeah, I know I wasn't really recruited very heavy in high school. University of Maine is my only Division I offer. So, like I said, Coach Cosgrove, he's just found those guys and he develops them really well.
Now, of course, you'd love to get drafted, love to hear your name called, but also a lot of Black Bears have had success with free agent opportunities as well. Did you have a preference in this, or are you just going to be happy to get the opportunity?
I'm just happy. I mean, I'm just really excited just for this chance. A lot of people don't get it, and you know, if my name's called, if it's not, it doesn't really matter to me because I can't control that. So I'm just ready for any opportunity that comes my way, just to take it and, you know, make the right decisions.
Of course, as a kid, you grow up thinking about these things, but as a college player, even as a high school player, when was the first time you sat and thought about it for a moment and said, this might be a reality. I could really have a shot to play in the NFL.
You know, this question gets asked a lot with me. I always think first time when a scout looked at me, it was my redshirt freshman year. It was raining. It was actually really bad. You know, we never go in the dome. So we were in the dome one time for practice, and there's a Colts scout there. And I was a redshirt freshman. You know, I believe I played a couple games, and I noticed he was staring at me, and I was like, is this guy really, you know, scouting me right now? And, Coach Ferraro was the DC at the time, and, you know, he's had a lot of NFL experience, and he looked at me, smiled, and gave me a pound, and he said, "Good job." And I was like, "Oh, my God, he actually is scouting me." So, you know, at that point, I just knew that, you know, if I just kept working hard the next couple of years, you know, anything's possible. You know, guys, when I got there, you know, 2011, Jerome Millen was drafted in the fourth round. So it just guys like that really just pushed me to, you know, try my hardest.
Well, I would say, Pat, it's been an honor to call your games over the course of the last 4 years. I know from watching you and from talking to the coaches, nobody works harder and has made more of the opportunity. So we know this is going to work out. We look forward to hearing your name and seeing you in the NFL next season.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
That is Pat Ricard, the Maine Black Bears, waiting to hear what happens with him this weekend in the National Football League.